Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Welcome to Acconundrum's Hackathon 2. If you were here for the first hackathon, you know, basically what I did is I went through and about approximately 30 minutes, gave you guys 10 amazing hacks that you could utilize for your business today, now, which were pretty much no cost and low cost ways that you could make money, save money, grow your business, reach your target audience. We went over a few things, so we're going to just dive right back into that. So the hacks and the areas that I actually focused on last time was target marketing, content creation, passive income, helping you to make your first sale, time savers, getting help, creating digital products, and ways for you to enhance your business and add value to your business so you can get a bigger ticket price. Now, I'm going to dive really into target marketing and content creation with a tad bit of passive income. That's what we're really going to focus on today. So now, if you were in the one before, I noticed that you guys really liked the bank system. This, because I love the bank system. The bank system is basically a personality science that pretty much categorizes people into four dominant personality traits. And what this allows you to do is really get to know who your customer is so that you can tailor your pitch to your customer, to their values, to their likes, to the things that they care about. Now, most of you guys who may be kind of familiar with something like this, maybe like DISC or Myers-Briggs, as you know, they teach us how to identify our personality. But the truth is, our customer does not give a damn about our personality. We need to know about our customer. So that is what the bank system teaches you. So I'm going to run through this really, really quickly for you guys if you were not here. And the reason why we're going to run through it is because I want to teach you a new concept today, which is called brand archetypes. And these are going to help you create and understand your brand's persona now to connect you with your customer and to build your tribe. Because as you know now, it's not simply about product. It's about telling a story. It's about connecting and building community. So that is what these things are going to help you with. So really quickly, review of the customer's personality for the bank system. We have blueprint, action, nurturer, knowledge. Blueprint. If there is a box, the blueprint likes to stay within the box. They are rule followers. Their values are things like stability, structure, systems, planning, process, predictability, responsibility, duty, rules, credentials, titles, and tradition. Likes. These are things that they like. They like accountability, budgets, commitment, discipline, guarantees. They're really risk averse. They like loyalty, track records, perfection, references, right? Proven plans, organization. This is where you find people who are typically like in uniform, people who are like architects, people who have to follow the rule to the letter. And we need blueprints in our life. When you think about it, there are some things that you really want to make sure are great and quality controlled. So once you really understand who your target audience is, it helps you to know how to speak to them and the things that are important to them. Blueprints are risk averse. So some of the things that are going to attract blueprints are when you have a money back guarantee or insurance and things like that. The next is action. If there's a box, actions are outside of the box. These are your human red bulls, okay? These are your entrepreneurs, your athletes, your go get it, like jump up, we're ready to do it now. These are your, you know, your hot movers and shakers. These are the people who are like your social media influencers that are everywhere. They like freedom, flexibility, spontaneity, action, opportunity, excitement, attention, stimulation, competition, winning, fun, and image. Those are things that are key. And they like beauty. They also like the bottom line. They want you to get right to it, and they want to know what's in it for them. They like celeb endorsements, confidence, entertainment, incentives, power, prizes, recognition, results, parties, and of course, that VIP treatment, okay? So these are your like non-traditional folks. They're able to jump up on a whim. They're going to change their ideas in mid-flight, but they are definitely the movers and the shakers. Then you have your nurturers. If you think about the box, again, nurturers are going to recycle the box, or I even like to say gift wrap the box. Your nurturers are your nonprofit, community driven, your teachers, your caregivers, right? The people who you know to be like that nurturing spirit. They value relationships. They want to know how you treat the people on your team. They want to know how you value your relationships. They like authenticity, personal growth, significance, teamwork, involvement, community, charity, ethics, harmony, morality, and contribution. That's really what they care about. They're not profit-driven. They're not driven by status and the status quo. And of course, they like a good cause, authenticity, you know, approval, family, empathy, faith, inspiration, supportiveness, team building, nurturing, encouragement, and diplomacy. So if you have something that speaks to, you know, a nonprofit or a percentage of your proceeds goes to a charity, or you have a sustainable business, those are the kind of conversations and the messaging that you would push out for your nurturers. And the last is knowledge. If there's a box, they built it. Okay. So your knowledges are exactly that. They are into knowledge, information, tech, things like that. Definitely not centered in emotion. They like the facts and they like the stats. So they value learning, intelligence, logic, self-mastery, technology, research and development, science, universal truths, expertise, competence, accuracy in the big picture. That's really what they care about when you have a product or a service. They want to know that you know what you're doing. So they really loathe like ignorance, or if you don't know about your product, or your ideas are just rooted in emotion and you don't have any facts or stats to back them up. They like analysis, charts, graphs, data, experts, innovation, proof, wit, information, studies, technology, strategy, and higher education. Now, this gets really, really deep. I mean, this gets really deep because we can go into a lot of other areas about the bank system, but this is just giving you an overall idea of who your customer is and what they value most important, because that's going to tailor how you talk to them, how you present what you have to them. You can have one product and actually tailor your pitch to make sure you're resonating with these four different personality types. Now, as you go forth and you're like, okay, I got it. I understand my product. I understand my service. And now I understand how to pitch it. You also have to focus on how to attract that customer to you. And that is with the brand archetypes. So there are 12 brand archetypes, okay? And these are really largely rooted in psychology. You're going to see these characters in movies a lot, you know, so you'll be able to identify with them. And it's really, really simple. So the outlaw, that's the person who definitely is like disruptive, rebellious, combative, right? That's the guy who's like, rules are meant to be broken. And we know this. We know this character. We've seen him in movies, but you've also seen them in brands. So a perfect example to me of an outlaw brand is Harley Davidson. Like Harley Davidson definitely attracts that spirit of that rebel and that outlaw. And if you look at their messaging, if you look at their advertising, everything speaks to that rebel nature, right?
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.